Hey, today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph.
And it's not just any Thursday. It's Therapy Thursday, asking you to share your embarrassing moments as we give therapy to Jackson, who had the most embarrassing moment of his life. He froze on stage last night during the comedy competition. But you made it to the top 10.
Yes, this is my third time getting to the top 10 in this 8 or 9 years that I've done it. But it still doesn't get rid of the embarrassment of going up there. I knew my jokes. I was prepared. I was ready to go. And then, boom, dropped everything and did two jokes and then wrapped it up. And I feel bad for the guy that had to follow me, Esteban. Very funny guy, and hopefully he wins. Because he had to go up not expecting to follow. You know, he's expecting to follow jokes, not a very, very awkward time on stage. And that's exactly, I want to get out of my own skin is how embarrassed I am. I don't want to be around me today.
So share your embarrassing moments. Could you top Jackson's experience? 608-321-1063. Some good texts also coming in from 6195. In fifth grade math class, we were taking a test. The room was dead silent. I was feeling a little gassy. I tried to squeeze out one of those silent farts, and I passed the largest fart ever during one of those silent moments. So everybody's taking their test. Keep your chin up. We all know how funny you are. That's very kind.
Yeah. And this one here, 1456, makes me feel a little bit better because you did a similar thing here. It says, this should help a bit. Just now, we were listening to your story about last night, and we were trying to think of stories to help you, and my hubby blanked and turned on a red light.
Gotcha. Yeah. Hey, you know, somebody who's familiar with competitions is Karaoke Matt.
Yes, Karaoke Matt. What do you got to say about this?
So I just wanted you to keep your head up because I've done a million competitions, and I sang the same song in a lot of them, and I would fumble my words like I didn't even know the song.
That's what happened to me. Like, I knew these jokes. I know exactly every single joke that I did. None of them were really that new, and it just, boom, drew a blank, and that was it, man.
I know. It sucks. And then when you get up on stage, you get nervous when there's judges and,
yes.
You know, I don't know. I just went back and I did another competition, and then after that I did another competition. So,
well, I probably appreciate that. And I'm glad I'm not the only one that freezes up occasionally. And hopefully it doesn't happen to either one of us again.
And you keep singing, Karaoke Man.
Oh, he's got a great voice. Yes. Thanks, bud. We want to know, have you done something that is a little bit embarrassing?
Come on. We've all had embarrassing moments.
Sure.
Let's laugh about it now together. I think Walter has you beat for embarrassing moments. Hopefully this cheers you up after you listen to Walter's embarrassing moment of his life.
Yeah, Walter, what happened?
Well, I want to apologize for you having a bad day last night. That sucks.
I agree. It does indeed suck.
I had an incident about 15, 20 years ago where I went over to my girlfriend's house at the time, and it was kind of later at night, and I might have had a few drinks.
Jeez.
Okay, Walter, what happened
next?
It's a
family-friendly show, Walter. We think we know where we're going with this one here. And she told you, kind of like my wife said, it happens to everybody.
Oh, my God, never.
Oh, yeah, they got pills for that now.
I was going to surprise her. I brought her some flowers. And she was went to bed early, so I snuck in her room, stripped down naked, crawled in bed with her, and it was her mom.
Oh, what?
Whoa, we did not see that coming.
What?
What did you do? You get to the wrong bed? How did that even happen?
What, the getting naked part or getting in bed part?
No.
I mean, I don't know.
Well,
the bed part, did you go to the mom's bedroom? How did you go to the wrong bed?
Her mom, I mean, I'm older. It's not like where it was high school years or anything. It was just her mom came over for some reason. Or she never told me. It was a surprise. I just surprised her. I walked in like I normally do, you know. And I crawled right in there.
So how long did you and the mom date after this?
Well, you know, Christmas was great. I got a great present day.